It's the Bob and Tom Show.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are joined by actor Drew Powell, featured currently in the hit show Gotham, which it exists in an interesting space. It's not exactly clear what era of time you're in. You've got right. the flip phones and the
old cars,
the weird guns, and cars. You get to drive some cool cars, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
foggy.
Do they really let
foggy.
You drive them?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, from point A to point B. I mean, but yeah, it's.
Is fun. There like some special thing you have to sign when you do that?
No, they probably should, but but no. You know, I did a car commercial one time, and they shut down. What's that super long bridge in the Bay Area? Not the Golden Gate or the Bay, but the other one. It's really long. San Mateo
All I can think
Bridge,
of is the
no.
It fell down.
Arizona
it
Narrows.
Fell down.
That's not that one. There's another one that's really long. Anyway, so I'm doing this Honda Pilot commercial, and I'm driving the thing, and it never really aired. I think. For other reasons, but they shut down the bridge, and we literally drove this car up and down all night long, and they have this kitted out Porsche Carrera with a big arm on it, and that they drive around the car as I'm driving like 40 miles an hour on this bridge.
Nice.
And taking these beautiful shots of the, you know, when you see a car commercial, you see these beautiful shots. It was fascinating.
Gosh.
This car, the Porsche car, it was kitted out and was like worth $250,000. Because it has to have special, it's so heavy and everything, and it has to be fast to be able to get around.
And you do the thing where they put your car on a trailer, and then they're driving
the
around,
trailer,
so you can pretend you're driving.
Yeah,
absolutely. I have certain things that bother me about movies, and Josh and I agree on this. If you're watching
certain things, just a couple things.
If you're watching a movie and they show a phone number and it starts with 555, I'm out.
Yeah,
it means the
yes.
director couldn't figure out a way. But the other thing is when you've got a
good
guy
point.
Driving. I just saw this the other day, and there's a guy driving, and for a very long period of time, he doesn't look at the road.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you get a little nervous.
Yeah,
actually.
You start thinking, hey, check the road, check
exactly.
the road.
Look at the road, absolutely. Or that just fake steering.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nobody...
Just the
come on,
rocking.
Yeah. Yeah, was it improv class?
But I will say this: much
yes,
like they don't,
and.
Much like they don't,
alignment check.
Much like they don't smoke anymore, they're always at 10 and 2 in movies.
Yeah, that's right,
because
always.
They want to get both hands in the shot.
Yep,
goodness gracious!
You don't drive with 10 and 2. I would assume you would be a 10 and 2 guy.
It depends.
Mr. Safety.
It depends.
That's how you're driving.
Just sniveling
I'm an excellent driver.
He's sniveling. No, I don't know if Josh knows this or not. I know Christy. Tom has awful road rage.
Awful.
He gets
really?
Into a car and immediately all the cuss words you've ever heard in your entire life.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
All the cuss words I ever learned were from my friend's mother as she took us to school.
All the good ones.
Yeah. And the only non-swear word thing she ever said to somebody was a guy cut her off and she wrote under when he's like, "Where'd you get your license, Sears and Roebuck?"
Hilarious.
I don't know why she had that
right,
accent.
Right.
She didn't have that accent in real life. She was from Central Indiana, but
I think,
still.
I think Sears would have wondered. If they were doing that, they'd probably
school?
Do a pretty good job.
I like that very much.
On
a different note, you guys are both shoe guys.
Oh, yeah.
This is a very long article from the New York Times I was reading yesterday. I actually sent this to you guys because I thought you'd find this fascinating. It's talking about soccer and how they're focusing now. These scouts are out there looking at 8- and 9-year-old players.
Oh,
yep.
They're being scouted, and they sometimes they'll hit them up with shoe deals, and they interview the guy from Adidas, and he wants to get the kids to love Adidas. So, and there are certain issues that they have, but some of these kids are given store cards loaded with, say, $6,000 in credit to spend on their Adidas stuff.
Wow.
But doesn't that negate their college eligibility?
Yeah,
I mean,
this is in the UK.
Well,
that's a Wild West out there.
Yeah.
You can do whatever they want.
Wow.
You know what Adidas stands for, don't you? All day I dream about sex. I learned that in fourth grade. That's got to be true.
No,
there's a great Korn song called that.
Really?
Yeah. Adidas, yeah.
I forgot.
That's what that's from?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
You weren't a fifth grader.
Well, see, Korn must have picked up on that then.
All day I dream about sex and all day I dream about... Oh, it's a great song.
Now,
great
Chick, all day you dream about shoes.
Yeah, all day I dream about
that. So Adidas would work
there,
too.
You know,
when I was a kid...
Adidas and Puma, those are brothers that had a fight. And
now, Puma, we can't
right?
we can't get into the acronym of what Puma stands
And they actually pronounce it...
Oh, really?
No.
Would it be offensive?
Adidas is kind of the they're kind of the shizzle right now. They are all their new models and their NMDs. And
did you read this article I sent to you?
The Yeezys?
The part where the guy goes, one club complained, one of the talent spotters,
yep.
This is the New York Times, approached a 4-year-old
Come on.
And his parents,
man.
Contravening their strict rules. I have a 4-year-old. Yeah. I hope she can get a shoe.
I was going to say, I should be outraged, but I'm like, could you give him my son's info?
Holy cow.
That would be great.
Four. Yeah, the rule should be if your kid isn't old enough to put their shoes on
themselves. By themselves.
Yeah. They can't get a shoe deal.
Is there anything worse than trying to stuff your fat kids that are 2 or 3 years old, their fat feet and their shoes?
Can you grab that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
What's this now about Nike and Adidas going after soccer kids?
Oh, yeah, they're going after these soccer kids in the U.K. They approached a 4-year-old with a shoe deal, allegedly.
Well, just because it's in the U.K., don't make it okay. And I'll say it right to their face.
Very good.
That's pretty good.
I swear to God, other than fourth world countries, who gives a damn about soccer anyways? Name one famous soccer player besides Pele and David Beckham's. Name one.
Beckham.
Okay. I'll say it like this. Any sport that can end with the score of tied 0-0 ain't a sport. It's just a waste of everybody's time. Most soccer games are like a day at the BMV. Non-stop action, but all you do is wait for them to put a number on the board. It never happens. And then, I swear to God, and the whole time you're smothered in foreigners. I'll say it like this. If Nike and Adidas is going to start endorsing kids, how's come stop there? Maybe Nike should put out baby shoes. Why not scout my little Woofie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Leave Woofie out of this, Donnie.
No, Christy. You know what? They should endorse him because he's great at things. He's good at crying and spitting up. Mm-hmm. He's like my cousin Lonnie. He needs a dip cup 24/7. They could have like a Nike spit ups by Woofie.
You know, why don't you hang up the phone and take care of Woofie while Mom
no,
works?
No, I just did. How about Nike blowout? I took care of that all day.
Oh, it goes up the back, right?
Oh. You know what, Dick? Trust me. This kid, he can blow out the back of a diaper. You can tell his diapers from all the other kids because of the massive exit wounds in them. I swear to God. They could go with the play on his name, like introducing the new Woofy Howlers by Adidas.
Oh, Howl Wolf, I got it in there.
Like a glow-in-the-dark shoe with glows in the dark, like with Woof eyes. When Woofs are stalking their prey, or right after, like a mama Woof lays its eggs when they stare to protect it.
Eggs?
Make one of the two shoes like Alpha. All I'm saying is, Whiff Gang Lee Baker is ready to put his name on your sheet, Christy. I don't care if you support this or not. I'll be honest. I mean, he's willing to put his name on anything if it brings in the Andrew Jeffersons, like juice boxes, car seats, dune buggy parts. You send the contract. I'll handle this, Christy. I'll sign it.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll sign it. Uh-huh. And by the way, I think his blowouts are bad because he's been eating crayons again, Christy, and I blame you for that.
What? Me? You're the one watching him.
Well, with eating crayons.
Went for a whole box of crayons when he was at your place last week, which sucks because now I'm out of rolling papers again. I got to cut.
Those blowouts must be beautiful if he's eating crayons.
Oh, yeah.
Very colorful.
Now, you're a man of a certain age. You could certainly play a football coach.
Yeah, I was
maybe a guy whose career got cut off when he blew out his knee in college or something.
Yeah, I was in a movie called Touchback, which you should see, with Kurt Russell, and I realized
that does sound good. Yeah,
it's kind of like Hoosiers meets It's a Wonderful Life on a football field in rural Ohio. I mean, it's a nice little family feature. But it was the last time I got to play a football player because it's a flashback, so you see us as older, you know. 10 years on, you know, washed up guys, and then flashbacks when we're younger. And no joke, I had to nair off all of my chest hair to play that role. Wow. And I was at a hotel Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the makeup artist gave me the stuff and like, good luck. And it was like, I had to tip the maids at that hotel very big because it was towels full of my chest hair.
Oh. Wow.
Good morning, everybody. Enjoy that bagel. Yeah.
Could have been worse. You could have had to do the wax thing.
Exactly. But when I did that, when I played that, so we actually got to do this for the football work. And there was a great scene where I get through and I sacked the quarterback. I played a defensive lineman. And the director didn't, you know, they didn't want me to do it. The stunt guy was like, no, if you get hurt, then we're all in trouble. And so I was really bummed. And Kurt Russell comes strolling up and he says, how come you're not doing this? I'm like, nah, they won't let me. So Kurt says, oh, come on, let the kid do it. And of course, whatever Kurt says goes. So I got to do it. So here we go. And it's not like I had to do anything hard. They parted the sea, and I come running up through the middle, and I tackle the guy and go down, and instantly feel that I've cracked my rib.
Oh,
oh god! And of course, you can't show it. I can't go through all of this, and like you're gonna get hurt. I'm like, how was that? That's great. I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back. And it was so painful. So I really felt for Jordy Nelson, by the way, playing with cracked ribs. Like, that is the most pain I've experienced in a long time.
Man. Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it, too.
No.
You just got to.
No. And it hurts when you breathe, for crying out loud.
We were talking earlier about the acting thing, because let's face it, everything is fake. And you're paid to pretend.
You said it.
Great gig.
Do you practice sounding confrontational?
I have little things that bug me about movies occasionally. I mentioned that sometimes you'll see a guy driving and he'll never look at the road. That bothers me because I start worrying about them getting hit.
You're concerned.
The other one is a phone number that starts with 555 pisses me off. It's bad writing, bad directing. But the thing that bothers me the most is somehow everybody in movies always gets a parking place. I'm watching your show. I'm watching Gotham.
That's great.
And you're in this really cool car. You pull up. Oh, yeah. Well, here we are downtown.
Yeah.
I'll park right in front.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine, though, if a movie took the time to show somebody finding
like
you
parallel
would be
parking? Hang on 1 sec.
Well, Butchie would have been here for the kill, but he was parking.
3 minutes of dead space while we. Oh,
and why does everybody
do that
in
again.
Movies always have exact change? Because we don't want to see the full transaction.
There we go. Thank you.
Believe it or not, we have more Bob and Tom Extra next.
And now, the Bob and Tom Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Flaming Flatulence. Okay, here's a bunch of guys at work, but they're not really working. Looks like they're all gathered around good old Lenny's computer again. You see, Lenny has high-speed internet at work so he can access the company email. That's a good one. You see, Lenny stumbled upon a great new video site. Let's listen in.
Hey, you guys, you gotta see this. Check this out. What the hell is he doing?
It looks like... I think he's gonna light a fart.
He's gotta be drunk. There's no doubt.
Oh, he's naked.
No!
No! Yes! Yes!
Unbelievable.
He doesn't have any hair left.
And now, here are the same guys hearing the same gas blast, but on the radio.
Oh, well.
What was that?
I got a meeting.
Yeah, I think there's some cake left in the break room.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. I think it's some guy's last day.
Well, there you go. Proof again that the internet's a lot better than the radio. Hell, that internet's the best damn thing going, if you ask me.
Especially at work.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's facial hair day here in the studio. Christy and I are not playing.
Nope.
With the Van Dyke
combination
goatee mustache, that would be Josh Arnold.
Hi.
I said it before, I'll say it again. When the first time I heard Dyke Van Dyke, I laughed for an hour. Mm-hmm.
What was the setup on that? It'd probably be a lot funnier that way.
I forget. Yeah.
Okay, good. With the full beard, it's comedian Chris Porter. Nice to see you, Chris. With the soul patch.
I've always wanted to do this.
The soul patch, which is the Hitler mustache, dropped about 2 inches.
It's the soul patch.
It's the soul patch.
Flavor saver, they call it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And then with the full beard, it's Chick McGee. And then
the Burt Reynolds beard.
With the goatee, it's Christopher, who's operating the board with us today.
Chick, we could shave you into a soul patch today.
You know what? I don't even know why we let her talk. Really.
I have the Van Dyke, but I grow the soul patch a little thicker. Well, I don't grow it thicker.
Purposely?
I don't trim it as often so that it's a thicker soul.
No
patch.
Kidding.
It's a soul dike.
For what reason?
For what reason, Tom asks.
I just like the way it looks. I like the way it looks.
Soul dike sounds like a you know, really good show.
Don't some sort of weird.
on CW. Oh,
I think it's a team. I think it's a team.
Weird Aretha Franklin weekend.
No. Speaking of facial hair, yesterday in the grocery store, I saw the guy, and you know who you are, sir. The guy that's 50-ish,
yeah,
he's got like a little speck of gray in his hair, and has the Elvis dye number 9 in the beard.
Yeah,
oh,
just looks ridiculous.
Too dark.
You're not fooling anybody.
His
just
beard
the beard.
Is too dark.
The beard is like jet black.
Too much just for men.
Yeah.
Well, in this guy's defense, I would say that I have to stop growing a beard because my beard comes in really. A lot more gray than the rest of my
head. Your soul patch is gray, but it looks nice. It looks normal and looks
a little gray in the soul.
If you dyed
patch.
It jet black, it would then really look Hitler-esque because it would be the square.
Yeah. I'm not dyeing it black.
We're not talking about Hitler.
But I'm just saying this guy may have an imbalance in his grayness, and so he's just overreacted and going with a super dark beard. Or maybe it's the other way. Maybe his beard just looks crazy because it hasn't actually gone gray.
No way.
Not possible.
Maybe he's at the grocery store looking for the antidote. To the beard.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's the just for men. He left it on whatever for a week, and it looks ridiculous.
Can we put a sign up in here like they do in the factory? So many days without an accident only. So many days without mentioning Hitler. Can we do that?
No.
Can we also put a sign up that says, don't bother trying to
You only need
reason.
The 0 and 1, right?
That's right. we need a half, because half the show he didn't mention Hitler.
Now, I want to get back to something that comedian Chris Porter mentioned, which was that you do own a pair of slacks.
I do.
Slacks is a great word. No one ever uses.
No one uses that.
You use slacks.
But I use it, which is why I love that bit.
Well, you have your jeans hem, too.
We could get. Let's not get.
Well, we all have our jeans
hemmed. No, you don't. Your jeans hemmed. It's 32 or 34. You're a man. Get used to it.
Oh, you mean you get he gets them specially tailored
length.
Well,
yeah,
so what's your special length?
I don't know. Some guy does it for me. I have no.
Do you have crazy long legs? That
no.
You have to...
One is slightly longer than the other because of
it.
The
it
disproportionate weight of.
Because of the rotation
of
the earth.
Back to your gigantic penis. Is that what we're
doesn't everything. Okay. The point I'm trying to make here, Chris, you had a great bit, a great piece about your mom. And by the way, happy birthday to your mom.
Yeah. Happy birthday,
What's
mom.
What's your first name? What's
Carol.
Your name? Hey, Carol, happy birthday.
Oh, Carol. That's a great
song. But you mentioned that she bought them, so if you had to attend a funeral, which you did of a 94-year-old friend, you'd be properly dressed. A friend of mine just texted me saying, in all truth, he went to a funeral, and the woman in front of him was wearing those sweatpants with the word juicy on them.
No.
First of all, those are hideous no matter what. You know, you're on an escalator.
I disagree
totally
with that.
Out.
You're on an escalator, and there's some ass hovering right in front of you that says juicy.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
You have my juiciest sympathies. Where's the decedent? Yeah, come on. A little bit of appropriateness would be appropriate, right? Is that a word?
Yeah. Well,
that's
give
a
it
bit
to
redundant,
you.
But yes, okay, yeah. Okay.
Was the corpse wearing pants that said not juicy?
And we're back to the...
We'd have to flip them over to find out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Didn't your doctor buddy name one of the cadavers Juicy Lucy?
That's true.
You know what?
A friend of mine in medical school, they had the cadaver thing, and they called her Juicy Lucy because she was a woman of a certain size.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And whenever they had to access anything, they had to cut through a large amount of blubber.
Oh, boy.
I have just decided.
Jesus. This is true.
Boy. Flip it back to zero. Yeah. I did it out of the other counter. Flip it back to zero.
See, we have the side. It's been so many days since we haven't had
I've not been physically ill or mentioned Hitler for zero. Okay.
I have just decided I will be, when I'm in my coffin, I want to be face down.
Well, I'm sure it's happened.
You think people have done it?
Whoa.
There's nothing you can think of that someone hasn't done.
I want to be face down with my arms under my pillow, kind of like how I sleep.
Sleep on your stomach?
And then I'll just have people go, what is this? Oh, he's more comfortable that way.
Flat on your stomach is how you sleep.
A lot of the time, yeah. Maybe half the night.
Huh. How do you know?
But with your head to one side, right? Not just face straight.
Right, yeah. Not like I'm on a massage table.
You ever wake up after doing get a headache or oxygen lack of? Never mind.
How do you know this?
Because I'll wake up in that position.
No, someone hasn't told you?
No, he also films himself sleep. I've seen it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't? Who doesn't have
it? I've got a camera.
I film myself. So just like you tape all your comedy sets, I have to tape myself sleeping.
Right. Now, Chris, you
say something funny while you're sleeping. Yeah. You
it takes me a full 8 hours. Beginning of every day is just me rewatching my sleep tape.
It's a full-time gig. And then it's time to have lunch.
Then I
got to
go do the show, yeah.
Do you ever rewind it? Okay, Chris, you're mentioning that you are kind of hyper-single. You are 37 years of age, never been involved in a lengthy relationship of any kind, apparently. And
Somewhat, yeah. I've had relationships, but yeah, they have all fizzled. But
at present.
Yeah.
There's nothing happening.
Nothing.
Hence, we gave your mom the beautiful Steven mm-hmm. Singer Rose rather than some random lady out there. There's no one right now. Do you go on the so-called dating sites, the Match.com, the Christian Mingle, the Field of Fish, whatever it's called?
I don't try the websites. I do the Tinder. But I haven't tried, like, eHarmony. I haven't tried eHarmony or Match.com or Black People Meet. I did try Black People Meet. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Yeah. No one swept the other
found
one.
Found out people still use the word cracker. Found that out. They'll use it and they'll send it in an email.
Mm-hmm. Now, I assume there probably is one, though, for pretty much everyone who wants any one of a specific.
There's Farmers Only. There's, yeah.
But this also, I'm sure there's interracial,
probably. Oh, and in LA, they have Sugar Dad.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've heard of that.
Sugar Daddy.
There's websites where you can go if you're a young woman who wants mm-hmm. to get with an older, wealthy guy.
Yep.
That'll tell you how to accomplish that.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm.
Does it have clothes to wear at the funeral?
Yeah, no kidding.
That's at the advance. That's the end game. You know, these
for
are
the really old guys.
The master's program.
Yeah. Started, yeah.
HefnerLives.com.
By the time you're at the funeral, you've already won.
Yeah.
That's...
So which one would you – I think it'd be fun to go on one that you don't fit, as you just suggested.
Well, like, I haven't tried eHarmony. I just haven't gotten there yet. Mm-hmm. I just – because the night you sign up for eHarmony is – that's a rough night.
You think
like,
so?
You know what I'm thinking? Like, no one's ever done that on, like, a winning streak. Like, no one's ever left the office like, close that big deal today. Let's go get that eHarmony profile rolling. No, it seems like most of the time the people, the night they sign up, they've had a bad week. They're half drunk. They'd been on Amazon looking at body pillows and maybe handguns. And then Amazon said, hey, customers that bought body pillows and handguns also subscribe to eHarmony. So this is
interesting.
The only reason I signed up for Tinder was because it was so matter of fact.
That's the one where it's just hookup, right?
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be like that, but women always change the rules. They're like, no, we're dating. I want to date. But I
seems reasonable.
But Tinder, it's just her name, her age, and her picture. And you judge her solely on that information. It's basically like walking into a bar on your phone. Like, you know, when you're single, you walk into a bar, you're like, yes, no, maybe, 8 shots, worst case scenario.
Yeah, sure.
It's like that, but it's on your phone. And at first, it's real. At first, you're like, oh, that's a real girl, and I'm going to judge her accordingly. But by day two, it's just another game on your phone. It turns into like Angry Birds with people. It's just something you do while you're pooping.
That's probably true and very, very sad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God, I never thought of that. That is really grim.
But this is what I've learned on Tinder. Women are much better at photography than men are. Women know tricks to hide physical flaws. Did you know that the angle of the selfie is directly related to the size of the woman?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I didn't know that.
How does that work?
Well, so like if the arm's dead across like this, that girl eats right, goes to the gym.
Right.
And then a little bit higher, that girl likes to party. She'll throw down on a burger.
Right.
And then, like, clear the face a little bit. That girl will eat carbs after 10. And then diabetes.
The higher you get, the
heart problems. Cartoon picture of a cat.
Chris Porter is our guest, a man with a lot of experience on the dating scene. No, the names of them, I'm trying to remember. There's eHarmony, there's Match.com.
There's eHarmony, Match.com.
What's the fish one called?
Plenty O Fish.
Oh, like filet o fish?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
It's not field of fish.
Field that would be stupid. Of fish. Sorry.
Yeah. Is that what you think farm raised salmon is?
There's just a field. Field.
There's Zeus.
So I'm sorry. So
that
it's
one?
so it's farmers. What is it again?
Farmers only.
Okay, sounds good. And then there's what is it? Plenty o fish.
Plenty o fish.
Now in this and are these are legit? It's not like hookers, no. Right?
There's Zeus.
I said plenty o fish would be a pay lake.
I got a quick question. Which one is the one that's hookers?
I can answer that. It's a Craigslist.
That's Craigslist.
So, but if you don't have to be a farmer to go on Farmers Only,
no.
Right? You can be a person who wants to be with a farmer.
Correct.
Yes.
Right.
Right. And they have J Date. They have
that's for Jews.
They have the Catholic faith, yeah. Website.
What's the Catholic one called?
You should feel guilty about this.
No. Yeah,
yeah. How C-date, dare you?
That didn't take off.
No, C-date.
No, that didn't take off.
No.
Letter C.
Catholic Mingle.
Okay.
Catholic Mingle. Oh,
is there a
Mingle?
Catholic Mingle?
There's a Catholic Mingle. Christian Mingle. There's Zeusk is the one that I always thought was weird.
What is the
Zeusk? Z-O-O-S-K.
Is that for people who want to go on an animal?
No.
Oh. Well, there is Zeus in it.
There's a goat. No, she looks hot.
Totally Zeus, that chick.
Greek mythology. What?
Does that actually lead into a story that we have?
What, dating?
No. I promised to get to this story about the word dildo actually appearing in a legitimate news story. Did you see this one about the, Christy, about the, I'm not sure how many of these words we can say on the radio, about the archaeologist that discovered ancient sex toys in China?
Sex age used in ancient China's Han Dynasty from 2006 BC to 220 CE. BCE and CE, what are those?
Long time ago.
Before the current era and current era.
Thank you. They don't do before Christ and after Christ now anymore.
We stopped doing that, I think. Yeah. We didn't. I mean, they did.
They did
because they didn't want to be
talking about
Jesus a lot. They got into a lot of side arguments. They were trying to talk about ancient
So it's not BCAC anymore? What do I know?
Well, also, Christ lived for 32 years. So, like, there would be 32 years that would be unaccounted for if you did BC and AD.
That's true.
And we probably don't want to talk about Jesus in the context of where this article is about to go.
Oh, okay.
So these are really, really old things.
Unearthed in excavations between 1995 and 2011 near present-day Shanghai.
They're about to go on display in San Francisco. This is a legit news story.
Oh.
The 2,000-year-old tombs of aristocrats, wealthy elites, and royalty contain various vessels, ceramics, urinals, loofahs, that's a sponge, as well as bronze dildos and, I can't say this, jade sexual aids that go in the rear. According
to me, they were plugs.
Oh, a plug.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't even say the word before plug?
You can separately
from that.
Together.
I don't think I can say it together.
We can say butt right now.
According to...
You can't say it followed by the word plug.
According to the curator, Fan Zhang, ancient embalmers used the aforementioned plugs made of the rare stone to prevent the loss of vital essences from the body and maintain the, is it chi?
Yep.
That's what I use mine for.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't want to lose my vital essence.
Sure.
Do you?
Who does?
But the embalmers used them, so they were using it after. This is to plug things up.
Yeah, no, they found them in the mummies, right?
Right. Yeah. They also revealed two hollow bronze phallus-shaped objects believed to have been worn and used during sex to enhance the experience. They do go on display, as Tom mentioned, in the Tomb Treasures exhibit at the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco that runs February 17th until May 28th of this year.
Ironically, the Wang Dynasty is the era in which these objects were used. I think it's kind of cool.
I want to know how they know. I mean, with the beads, it's obvious that how they know where they went and stuff. But with the other stuff, it's like, how do you know they just didn't?
Because
like,
the plugs were in the body.
They were already
with the
in
plugs,
the body.
I get that. But with the dildos, like, how do you know they just didn't run a relay?
Are you suggesting that they were playing drums?
Well, yeah, your question is like, hey, what's this for, mommy? Is that what you're talking about?
I see what you're saying.
We all kind of
gets buried with a dildo? Also, like, who loves it so much that they're
well,
like,
who loves
their
running
me?
Baton so much that they get buried?
Chris,
with that?
I want you
runners.
Chris, I want you to get up and walk over here. Here is the article on the internet with the photograph. I mean, that could be nothing but a dildo. You look at this thing. It's
very phallus-shaped.
It was circumcised.
I stand corrected.
And it has a, the funniest part about this one, it has
looks like a pacifier.
It has a huge handle on the back.
Oh, sure.
So somewhere along the line, somebody found out, wait a minute, get that thing, it's going all the way in.
we need a better grip on it.
We don't want to lose that baby.
All right, next time we got to get a handle on it. Now, we lost Steve.
This next one is even more phallic. There's absolutely no question that this is a sculpture.
It's like a railroad spike.
Is it vascular?
Yeah, come over here. No, yeah,
but it has a...
Yeah.
But I think,
I just thought
people.
It was a rod, but thing is...
That's... No. And this one, here's the one with the handle,
like a facsimile
Josh.
Of a...
Oh!
It's very obviously a dildo, but...
Yeah.
But think about it. People are people even 2,000 years ago. Did you guys take art class in high school? First day, Mrs. Stillman brings in the big wad of clay, hands it to everybody, and every guy in the class immediately makes a copy of his male member.
That's true.
I went to an all-boys school.
I don't remember that.
I went to an all-boys school, and Mrs. Stillman was very hot.
And I never said Venus and thought penis either.
Sharing models of my member with my friends. Okay. Evidently you did.
Oh, yeah. This is just like mine. Oh, everyone did.
This is just like mine, you would say?
Like I said,
I would make it like somebody else's.
There was a lot of salt people.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel like the money's in making the lady part.
Yeah.
Not the man part. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'd be. I'd be the guy. Like, I got one of those. I'm making the other thing.
So I should have said to Mrs. Stillman, Mrs. Stillman, does yours look like this before I got kicked out of high school?
Stay tuned. More Bob and Tom Extra is next. Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
With us in the studio, we have comedian Geechee Guy and comedian Haywood Banks. I'm not sure I've ever seen these two in the same place.
No, I don't think so.
You know, I've known him for a long time. He's from Michigan, and he.
Mm-hmm.
Pre drinking age. I mean, pre everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's.
Way back when?
1906.
Yeah. Wow. 1906.
Yeah.
Backing up.
Now, before we move on, we were talking about an obscure Haywood Banks song.
Which one?
Like most Haywood Banks songs, Haywood doesn't know.
If you know what I mean.
Here it is.
If you know what I mean. there's no need to explain. It goes without saying. If you know what I mean.
Everybody.
What more can I say?
That's a good drinking song.
If you know what I mean. I think it goes without saying. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. See, I love that one. Thank there we go. Right. It's short.
What's that called?
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying.
Thank you.
What's it called?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wow.
Beautifully
Haywood
done.
Haywood Banks. That was nice. If you know
you
what
remembered
I mean.
That one. That was great.
Yeah.
Fine.
You remembered it then. I mean.
Yeah, then.
Do you remember it now?
Not.
Yeah. If you know what I mean.
I remember.
I like the electric version better anyway.
Okay. Mine.
Okay. We have. Wait a minute.
You know, speaking of Vegas, St. Mary's Catholic Church near me has their annual Vegas night.
Oh, yeah.
That's always fun.
First, you know, what happens at St. Mary's stays at St. Mary's.
That's
I just want to say that.
That's
know.
Right here.
You know, well, speaking of Wapakoneta.
Yeah.
Hey, I was at the Neil Armstrong Museum there last week. Saw a stealth bomber.
Wow.
Really?
But not a very good one.
Was it camouflage?
It was.
Wow. Why don't they paint them with camouflage?
They wouldn't find them.
Well, they should just put out a big sign in a theater rope and save a lot of money.
This is the stealth bomber?
Yeah.
Where is it,
funny.
Mommy? That's the whole thing.
That's true.
Talk about technology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else is on your mind?
Well, what was Lance Armstrong. He's dating one of the Olsen twins. Did you hear that?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure which one. I think it's the fat one, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's fat.
Yeah. Okay.
But people are freaking out. She's half his age. She's half his age, you know. Mm-hmm. The way I look at it, he only has half his testicles. So, it's only fair.
Really?
Yeah, he's only got 19 years worth of testicles.
Come
she's like 23.
You're the only one.
Four years
away.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I think. Okay. Uh-huh. Let me see.
I was in Dodge City, Kansas last week, but we got the hell out of there.
Good for you. Yeah. Yeah. Are we going to be needing that anymore?
We had Rocky Mountain oysters. Have you ever eaten those?
We just talked about those earlier this morning.
Yeah. Really? I didn't hear you. I've had them. They're not bad.
They're
you
made.
Know, they are. They're, they're bull testicles.
Bull testicles. Yeah.
They're not bad. They taste just like chicken testicles.
Really?
Yeah.
How about Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Wow. Bob and Tom show.
Oh, hi, fellas. Hey, this is Herm Johnson calling from St. Peter's First Floor.
Hey, Herm. How
hi,
are
Herm.
You?
Hey, who's... I love your guests in there, both of those guys, that Hey There and Itchy Guy. Those
they're great.
Geechee Guy and Haywood Banks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, a while ago, I heard you mentioning something about something obscure in the news, Rosie Ruiz.
Yeah.
Well, there was a news story about a marathon, and at the end of the marathon, the front runners had to stop because there was a train, and I jokingly said, ha-ha, Rosie Ruiz got off the train, and she won.
Yeah, I remember that story. I've been listening to the show Marguerite and I since around 1984.
Really?
I'm 89. Marguerite's 87. We were married in 1939. We've been married 70 years now.
Wow.
But boy, I remember that story. That was something else. She was the woman who was running the marathon, then decided to cheat. So she grabbed a knife and ran around it and cut off that John Bobbitt's penis.
No.
Herm.
Then she sued Clarence Thomas for saying something about putting pubes on his coat.
No.
That's the one.
That was Anita Hill.
Huh?
Rosie Ruiz was the one that got on the subway in Boston.
And Lorena Bobbitt's in there somewhere, too.
Mm-hmm. Are you still doing jokes, too?
Do you have a joke?
Yeah, last Halloween, I really scared my brother-in-law.
How?
I went over to his house dressed as a job.
Wow.
I saw a really ugly woman at a party last year, a Halloween party.
Yeah, how ugly?
Well, she was so ugly, Frankenstein came to the party as her.
That's ugly.
Hey, that is ugly.
That's ugly.
Hey, careful. You're setting a new standard for today's show.
Hey.
I hear that.
I love it. I love it when the old guys get it. Okay.
You don't have a book, do you?
Oh, Ball. Oh, there he's gone.
I'm sorry. That was a joke. Mm-hmm. We have to.
All right. Bob and Tom show.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Tarmac.
Oh, Kenny.
Hey, Shooter, we just landed.
You did?
I'm an ATL. I just got in from TPA through MCO. I had a sec while I'm waiting on bags. I had to call you guys today.
Uh-huh.
We board in DF Dub, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, I'm in first class as usual. Sure. They put some guy next to me who isn't even silver status.
Oh.
I know. I know this because I was behind him at check-in. He had to pay for his bag.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's his big day. First time in first class. I don't know if he fell out of place or what, but next thing I know, I'm on the phone with Tobik, an important phone call. This guy stands up and sells a seat for $10.
Wow.
I know. And get this.
What?
I know. The guy that bought it?
Yeah.
Turned around and sold it for $5.
Wow.
Oh, huh. I told Tobik, I said, who cares about profit margin anymore?
Yeah.
At least somebody's selling something today.
That's right.
I know. The guy that bought it for $5 isn't happy. Felt like he overpaid. He pissed off the entire flight. I probably could have gotten 25 for mine. I was on the aisle and would have thrown in Free USA Today. I know times are tough, but my God, first class has almost turned into a flea market.
Has it?
I told Tobik I didn't know eBay had airlines. You should use that. Hey, Todd, I got a phone call.
All right.
In Tarmac. Hey, God, we just landed. Yeah, ATL. Hey, did you get my voicemail? Great. What about my email? Perfect. Did you get the fax? Great. Oh, crap. No, you're going to have to text the numbers. I'm getting my bags. I can't hear you. No, you have to speak up. No, text the number. Gosh, I got to get my bags.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Kenny.
Okay. Thanks, Kenny. Kenny Tarmac from somewhere. God knows where.
ATL, man.
With us in the studio, once again, Haywood Banks and Geechee Guy.
Hey, do you know it's impossible to say eBay in pig Latin?
You know, you're right.
It is. I've tried for a week.
Wow. That's a fine joke.
Yeah,
thank you. Thanks for thinking.
Yeah, a lot of thinking.
Worth the last, worth putting up with the last 10 to get to that one?
Yeah.
I caught the other day I found a golf ball the size of a hailstone.
Wow.
Turned out to be a kidney stone.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay. Well, we can't leave on that
that's
one.
That's big. One. No.
No way.
No, we can't.
Try one more.
Hey, you know why they call this part of a woman the waist?
No, why?
Because there was room for a couple more boobs.
You know, you're right.
Oh, boy.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Right now, I wish we could play the Taint song.
No, we can't.
Wow.
We can't. Huh. Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a little bit.
Nope.
Geechee, we have time for one more before we go. What have you got in your bag of tricks?
Oh. The
Geechee guy, once again, has the Guinness Book of World Records for telling the most jokes in 1 hour.
In 1 hour.
Yeah, I got audited.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I told the IRS, I said, you can't get blood from a turnip. And they said, no, but we can throw a turnip in jail.
Those bastards.
You know, I've been married for 12 years. Uh-huh. And I haven't even...
You were 14?
No, I was together 15.
Oh, okay.
12.
Okay.
I see.
I haven't even looked at another woman.
Well, good for you.
I'm that discouraged. I am that discouraged.
Wow.
You're listening to Bob and Tom Extra.